I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
TMS is brought to you every single episode by the support magnificent patrons at patreon.com/TMS. People like Young Art, Urton, and Mr. Robot. Coming up on TMS, the hands don't scan.
How about a buoy?
Push my cans really hard.
Favorite German girl band, Die Lollipops.
You'll get no line buzz, no mice in the attic, and no Lieutenant Yar.
Annoying or cornbread.
Schmurp is weird.
Buta Judge.
Stuck Brian in the end.
Don't dip too close to the UPS.
Scooping chili with your arms.
You say Buscemi, I say Buscemi.
Trust the meth, not the Tylenol.
The original of the cover is terrible.
Thin Mint speeding tickets with Wendy and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Here we have a focus of fat necrosis. Note that some of the nuclei have disappeared and the cell walls are blurred.
Who took these pictures? James Garner?
Can I take your coat? It's kind of warm in here.
The Morning Stream, Conan the Barbarian.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to TMS. It's the morning stream for February 8th, 2024. Scott Johnson here. Brian Ibbett there. Good morning.
Yes. Hello. Although from my perspective, I'm here and you're there.
Oh.
So I don't know. Yeah.
But, I hadn't thought of that. That's a problem. Yeah. How are we going to work that out?
Thunderdome.
Oh, okay. All right. Two enter,
two
one leaves.
Two enter there. One man leave here.
Leaves here. Comes here. Leaves there.
That's right. Exactly.
Hey, all. It's good to see you all. We're going to do a show. We're going to have some fun. We got a Thursday lineup, which includes
me sister Wendy. She's on today.
Yar. Helping you with her therapy.
That's right. Doing therapy.
We got a great little weird message for her that is really intriguing and short. And she said,
yes.
She told me it was perfect. So I'm like, all right.
Oh, good. God, I looked at that and I said, you have more questions? Because I have more questions.
Oh, I got a list of questions for this person.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's fascinating. And I know the thing that she's going to bring up. Well, we'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get to it. It's going to be great. Stick around. It'll be toward the latter portion of the show. Real quick here, I had a thing yesterday happen. I'm on DTNS, and Joe, who helps produce the show, mm-hmm. says to me, also comes to TMS Vegas. Can't wait to see him and his wife again.
Oh, cool. Good.
Joe says, hey, during the show, I heard like some line noise from you.
And oh, no.
So we confirmed it, and I'm like, there are a few things in this life, Brian, I hate worse.
I was going to say, they're like, you tell a podcaster that, like, I'm getting a really weird buzz on your line, and you're like, how do I start effing troubleshooting this BS, especially when I can't hear it and everybody else can?
I hate it. It's like trying to find mice in the attic. It's just like, annoying. So I spent an hour, and I got all sweaty, and I'm pretty sure I look like Doc Brown in here. Just kind of, like trying to find it. I'm tracking every little cable. Is that too close to a power supply? Is this thing connected to a thing? And I did find out eventually it was just a little dip of an XLR cable that was hanging just a little too close to a UPS, to an uninterruptible power supply.
Gosh. Really?
That was it.
Louise.
And it went away and it's fine now. And now it's all tucked away and away from it. I don't even know how it got down there. Probably because I got the new mic and was moving stuff around. I don't know. But,
we can put a man on the moon, but we can't come up with decent shielding on cables.
Right. And it was the kind of light noise. I don't mind it if it's loud, because then I have to deal with it.
Well, then you can, right. And it's way easier for you to troubleshoot. You like start moving cables. You have your headphones on. You walk around. It's like, oh, no, I'm not hearing it. Okay, it must be this thing right here.
Must be this thing. Yeah, exactly. So what I had to do is I had to push my cans really hard, smush my cans in into my ear so I could hear this little...
He hates these cans.
And I isolated it so that I knew it wasn't the mixer, and I knew it wasn't. But this all took like an hour. It sucked. I hated it. Every part of that process.
What a pain. Oh, my God.
Pain in the butt. So thanks, Joe. Yeah. And it's all solved now.
Thanks for creating all this extra work for me, Joe.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, Joe. You go, Joe. But anyway, that's all good. Cleared up now. Nobody should hear it. There was probably a little of this yesterday, and I didn't know it. So apologies to TMS listeners if you heard. Some of you have extra great hearing, and you probably heard a little buzz. I don't know. I do a pass on the final show that is supposed to get rid of any kind of low-frequency stuff, so maybe that worked. But cool. Apologies if not. All right. We got a great phone call that I absolutely love that I have to play. This is about accents, and we talked about it on the show, but I just love her delivery. So anyway, here it is.
Hey guys, this is Nikki Meadows from the TMS Discord. I'm the one who called and left a voicemail. And the reason why I did that is because, well, as I mentioned, I am from West Virginia, and I hate the sound of my own voice because I have one of those accents that I say I sound like cornbread every time I listen to myself. So that's why I did not call and like leave a message this way. So I am dreading hearing this on air. And the story that I wanted to tell was about the mispronunciation of buoy. I'll give you the short version. Our niece calls a buoy a booby, and it's just the cutest little thing ever. So anyway, have a great day, guys. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
I love your accent.
No kidding. Yeah, you give me a southern accent, I'll take it any day of the week.
It's comforting. It reminds me of being back in, you know, Kim's hometown, where I know the food is good, and the porch chair I'm going to sit on and stare off into the sunset is going to be beautiful, and I can hear the birds and I can hear the bugs, and I don't know. I don't find that at all annoying or cornbread. I think you have an amazing accent. You should use it all the time. Yeah,
and you said it right there. Like, I have no problem with cornbread either. So, like, I bet you make a killer cornbread.
I love cornbread.
And if you don't, need to get on that.
Yeah.
And the tadpole all agrees. Like, a lot of love for the accent. Now let's talk about the booby.
Well, it still doesn't explain why the call came through the way it did.
Oh yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, she said the reason I did that.
Yeah, she
and
didn't really.
She went into her accent. I don't think it was the accent that that made the call sound like that.
No,
it was just a mangled, corrupted MP4 file that was attached, which makes me think that because this time it came through as an actual voicemail.
Yeah,
there just had to be some sort of corruption on the voicemail line.
That's my theory. I can't think
whatever
of any other
tool.
Reason.
Yeah,
but I'll way take her voice over that any day. So. Yeah,
exactly.
Call anytime you want. You sound really great. For real, Nikki. Like, I mean this. We were talking just about the Calm app and how it chills you out or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or was that Tuesday? Yeah. Whatever it was. I think it was Tuesday.
Whatever it was.
That thing, you should tell me a story before, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
before
exactly.
bed. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Last night was Alice in Wonderland read by, but it wasn't the actual Alice in Wonderland. It was like... It was bizarre, Scott.
Tell me more.
Find it here.
Tell me more. I must know more.
Yeah, it was. It was.
When you say what?
Called not... You and Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, okay. All right.
By Samantha, narrated by Samantha Boffin.
I don't know who that is.
Join Alice as you journey through the intriguing sights and sounds of Wonderland in an immersive recreation of this classic tale. So, it's not the story of Alice in Wonderland. You're hanging out with Alice as she's checking out Wonderland and describing it to you. And Samantha Boffin, she's got an accent too. And I can't remember what it was. Cause really I heard, now close your eyes. No, I did hear enough of this to be like, what is this weirdness?
That is weird. So was it like, just like point, this is like a point of view. It's like, here's what I see when I get here. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, we're going down the rabbit hole, and oh, now we're doing this. By the way, Samantha Boffin, a British voice actor and voiceover coach, described as warm, confident, captivating.
You know what? That's what you would want out of a reader of voice things. That's what you want.
That's right, for sure. Her elevator pitch is master of the soft sell, the reassuring, and the authoritative, authoritative end line.
Oh, the soft sell, the band.
Yeah, not the Tainted Love soft sell, but the crap, how did I just get roped into buying a car? I was just talking to this British woman, and now all of a sudden I'm broke.
Really? They call it a soft sell?
Yeah, the soft sell.
Okay. Yep. All right.
Like,
look,
you know, when you hear commercials and it's like, maybe it's Kelly Clarkson telling you about Wayfair or something. Mm. There's just like the soft sell. Like, oh, you need this. Here's the link. Go buy it today.
Sure. I think I'm susceptible to the soft sell.
Yeah, I think we all are. Well,
because hard sales don't get me. I get mad. I'm just like, don't try to shove this down my throat.
Right, exactly. Pay no money down. Just make the payment that's on the window.
Yeah, I don't like that.
$49 a month.
I don't like that at all. I want to be coaxed into it slowly. I want someone I trust. If she's British, that makes it even better. Let's do it. I like it. Speaking of British people, I don't know if you heard, but the king, what's his name now? George.
King Charles.
Charles. Couldn't think of his name. He's got the cancer, and they came out and said he was not going to do any kind of medical treatment. Instead, he was going to do herbs and potions.
Oh, no. What is this? What herbs and potions?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Do they have a modern Merlin working for the for the monarchy?
We've got the royal alchemist coming in to see you today, King Charles.
Yeah, and, that was a weird thing. I heard one of his spokesmen say that.
We tried to source some Eye of Newt at the local Sprouts. We're not finding it, though.
Yeah, what that tells me is it's probably further along than we think. And it's also kind of it's bad form. Like, don't tell people this is how you do it. It's not going to work. None of this works.
Poor guy waits 70 years for the throne, gets it for 6 months, and gets cancer. Yeah. Thanks, Elizabeth.
That's a real pain in the arse. So who gets it after him, then? Who's next in line?
It would be
one of the boys, the older boy.
Yeah, which of the boys is older? Is Andrew?
No, wait. Prince Andrew? Yes. He's the one that's older? He's not. He's married to the, what's her beak?
Kate Middleton.
Right? William.
Oh, William. People are saying, well, I'm sorry, Prince William, not Andrew.
Andrew. Who's Andrew? Oh, Andrew's the one that's in trouble for going to the island.
Not even one of the sons.
No.
Andrew, I'm thinking of William. Yeah. I'm thinking of Andrew. William, yes.
Yeah. Not his gross brother. All right. So that's interesting. He's very young.
William and Kate, of course.
Yeah. And he's young. And he could rock that joint. But do we have to sit through another one of these coronation things? One of these things?
Of course, yeah.
No. I don't want to do that. You know what I'll
that's
do?
Andrew's the pedophile. No wonder that name was stuck in my head. Epstein.
He's the Epstein Island guy.
He's the
sure.
Epstein buddy. Yes.
So I was thinking, here's what I'll do. If they do another full blown out of control coronation thing with all the pomp and circumstance, I'm going to just go watch all of the times South Park did it with the Canadian royalty. Episodes. Have you ever seen
those?
Because they're
I have not.
They're amazing, dude.
Are they really good? I guess I need to see those. Yeah, there's so much South Park I still need to catch up on. I was great. I stuck with it like religiously for the first 4 or 5 seasons, and then kind of dropped off and picked up episodes here and there. And I've got one episode left of frickin' Peep Show.
Yeah,
and I think it'll be time for me to go back to South Park.
Wow,
going down to South Park and have myself time.
So how long? How many episodes was Peep Show? Like, what am I looking at?
9 seasons, 6 episodes a season. Oh, so that's 54 episodes.
That's a beefy British production. They don't usually go long.
When you think of it, it's like that's 2 seasons of an American 30-minute sitcom.
Yeah, but for them, they're usually like, we're doing 2 series seasons, and we're done. Exactly. We're through after 2 series.
9 series, not seasons. Series.
Would you like a new series? Yeah, they have a very weird way of looking at it.
And I don't know what the last episode's going to bring us, because Jez is in the middle of being this life coach who still wanks into a flannel. Mark is working on the decision between the girl he lied to about being a college student and his soused ex-wife. Wow. I don't know.
How can they outdo themselves, you wonder, on this final
episode? Yeah, how can they outdo themselves? I don't know.
Maybe Kevin will come in with a big thing of chili and dump it on the floor. Maybe that's how it'll go.
Maybe. Kevin, wait, who? How, what?
Yeah, still the most...
Office, yes, right.
Yeah, most anxiety-inducing moment in The Office that I ever saw.
Yeah.
By far. Like, there's nothing else you could do to me to make me more uncomfortable than dump that chili all over the foyer. And then try to scoop it back in with your arms. Like,
and then scooping it back in. Yes. Oh, my God.
Just freaking awful, dude. Oh, my gosh. All right. We got another email. This is or a voicemail. This is very short, but it's great. This person almost did a drive-by in a way, so here you go.
Hey, I just heard about TMS 2591. You watching Parasite. Congratulations. Love the show, though.
I just left the weird noise that he left in his car.
Is that the sound of where's the off button while I'm driving? Yeah. I can't hang up.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. Well, thanks, man. It was a glorious moment. I realize this is a bit of a, it's the word where it's, you don't get the, it's not as satisfying once you finally do it.
Ends with a whimper, not a bang.
Like, yeah, because how do you actually celebrate a thing like I watched a movie? Even though it was a big deal and a conversation for us for so long, like, how do you crescendo that? You don't really. You just kind of let it happen. So that's what we did. So whoever you were, you're... Oh, wait, did he say his name?
Hey, I just heard about...
No, he didn't. Well, thank you for your anonymous call. We appreciate it.
Yes.
finally, somebody sent this over to me and said, you guys need to read this. Dear Spank and Boff, here is a video link of Steve Buscema, whatever we want to say, explaining the pronunciation of his last name, and it would seem both are acceptable. Here's what he said. I'll go ahead and play this audio.
I say Buscemi.
Now that, let me stop right there.
Yeah.
He says Buscemi. That Buscemi. Made me feel better.
That was the correction that I said when we were watching Desperado. I'm like, no, it's actually Buscemi because that's what's on his site. But
he says Buscemi.
But wait, there's more.
There's definitely more.
I say Buscemi.
You do.
Growing up, my family said Buscemi.
Buscemi. That's a new one to me.
That's, I think my dad came up with that. Yeah. But the correct, Sicilian pronunciation is Buscemi. So when people say Buscemi, that's very close to how I think what the real pronunciation is. So I don't usually correct people if they say Buscemi.
So he's fine with it. Buscemi. Buscemi?
Yeah,
Buscemi.
Buscemi. Right, exactly. So the Sicilian, it's funny though that, you know, my family does this, but it's completely against this whole Sicilian, you know, our whole Sicilian heritage.
Yeah, yeah. I like that part where it's like, his dad had to come up with a way. You hear this a lot. Like a lot of immigrant stories where they're like, yeah, we changed it from Schmerp to Smith because Schmerp is weird and they didn't want to get teased. Or maybe there was, you know, people are giving Italians a hard time right around then. So you wanted a name that was less Italian or something. So there's a lot of motivations for it. But you hear about that a lot.
Yeah.
Like I think even Trump's dad was something else. Drumpf or whatever.
Drumpf, yeah. D-R-U-M-P-F.
Yeah, and they changed it.
And remember, we had that same clip with Charlize Theron, where I think she even says, well, you know, I pronounce it Charlize Theron, but the actual pronunciation is Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
With the Gyllenhaals, we had, I think, an audio clip where they say, well, you know, in actuality, it's pronounced Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
People
are pretty down on this remake of... what's he doing? Roadhouse. And I'm actually kind of excited about it. I don't know why. I don't have any reason to be excited about it, but I actually kind of, I don't know. Something about it. I like him.
I mean, I like him. And, you know, it looks like had there not been another Roadhouse, this would have been a very, you know, interesting movie. But the fact that it's a remake of a movie that I don't feel anyone was really clamoring for a remake of.
Like, no.
When are they going to remake Roadhouse?
Yeah, it's considered such a, you know, a classic that it didn't really need it. But I kind of also, there have been times where that sort of stuff surprises me when a remake works.
Sure. And
I'm going to hold out hope, but the director's mad because Prime originally promised, this is Doug Liman, he makes, you know, freaking Bourne movies and stuff.
Yeah.
They had promised him a theatrical run first before it went back to Prime, and they changed their minds and are launching it on Prime, and he's pissed about it. So he like boycotted the premiere red carpet thing and it's all mad. So Doug Liman's all pissed. I don't know if that will have any effect on the quality of the actual final product, but
yeah, probably not. Because I'm sure he's not going to say, well, don't worry. We're not going to do another take. We're just doing this for Prime now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
People could be watching this while they, while they cook their hamburger mac and cheese. So don't worry about getting that line just right.
That's right. Tom Norm says Conor McGregor is in for the Irish vote. Yeah, is this his first acting gig outside of UFC stuff? Maybe he's been in other things. I just haven't noticed.
But I don't know. That's a good question.
He's a scary looking dude. I actually think
he is a very intimidating looking fella there. Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor. Yar.
Actor, Roadhouse. So maybe he doesn't have anything else. Known for beating the crap out of people.
Yeah. Kicking the shit out of his opponents. And
Game of War, Prepare for War TV series. Like, there's a lot of him playing himself in stuff like, you know, UFC 25 years in short.
Okay.
This sort of thing. But
could be his John Cena moment. He's going to break out.
Could be.
Yeah, I'm who says he's a jumped up cokehead? Dirtbox Fingers. Is he?
He's a jumped up cokehead. I'm not going to say that to him.
I'm never going to tell him that.
That was said by a guy named Dirtbox Fingers, whose real name is.
Yeah, we had him on the show. We know what's up.
That's right.
Well, anyway.
Speaking of John Cena, when do we get another season of what's its face on the thing on from Suicide Squad, the character Peacemaker? When do we get another season of Peacemaker?
Here's my guess, because it did well for them. I'm pretty sure they want to do another one, but I'm pretty sure that James Gunn is so bombed with just getting the Superman legacy thing done. Yeah,
sure.
So my guess is they'll return to it and they'll want him at the helm like they show ran it before. But they don't. They need to get him freed up. So probably a while.
Yeah.
But it's something to look forward to, you know?
Hurry it up. Exactly.
Slackers?
Slackers. Troublemakers.
That's it for that. Oh, quick note. We got some big news for TMS listeners who are coming to Las Vegas this year for Viva TMS Vegas. If you guys keep your eye on the Frog Pants store on the 19th of February, that is a Monday, and that's 2 weeks away, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is our day for the tickets to be live. And there's a few reasons why it's not just up today. Brian and I talked about it this morning. It's not important for you guys to know, but there's a few things being settled about it. But as soon as we have that all ready, regardless of what we have ready, we are putting those tickets up on the 19th. And they will be over at frogpants.com/store. But also, you'll link it straight from vivatmsvegas.com, as we always do. So it'll be easy to get it all in one place.
That's right.
So that's the plan. You now have a date. It is the 19th of February, 2 weeks from less than 2 weeks now, but two Mondays away. Yes. And y'all will secure your tickets in a reasonable and efficient fashion. All right.
And last call, please, if you did get your hotel room booked prior to when we had the code, please let me know. Go to where did I put it? Is it on Viva? Yeah, it's on Viva TMS Vegas. There's a little form you need to fill out. Please let us know, because you know it counts towards our group rate, even if you bought your hotel early. So please go to vivatmsvegas.com and do the thing. Fill out the form that lets me know you bought them early, and
that's right.
Put your confirmation code in there so I can let the plaza people know.
Everything is cooking smoothly. We're all stoked. This is all happening. Get excited.
That's right. Currently, by the way, the billboard outside the plaza says Super Bowl party on the 11th. Show us your TDs.
Oh, our TDs.
Our TDs. Show us your TDs.
Our touchdowns.
Correct, yes.
Can you imagine being there this coming weekend? My gosh.
No. That's that is never... No March Madness, no Super Bowl weekend, none of that.
Yeah, I don't even want CES, man. I don't want anything where the whole world is there. It's too much.
I know, but I do want to go to CES one of these years. That is I don't know if I'd call it a bucket list, but...
Well, I've been twice. It's pretty good. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's just a madhouse, though.
Yeah.
It's a lot more spread out, though. Last time I went wasn't quite... This thing covers everything now. It's like across the entire strip, it feels like. Everybody's got something. Right.
Yeah.
So it's a little easier.
Super Bowl, which is...
Yeah. Super Bowl is in one place, and then it radiates pain from there.
That's right, exactly.
And it goes out
I do way. Have the... Do I still have it? Yep, I have it up in the background. The strip airy cam that goes around. It's a nice sunny day in Vegas today, as opposed to what it was when we looked at the live stream a while back.
I was thinking the other day, this is a weird thing. This popped into my head.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a, because, you know, taggers, they're everywhere. Every major city has people tagging walls and stuff.
Sure.
Do you think there's a group of like elite taggers in Vegas who are just looking at the sphere, trying to bide their time? They're going to find a time and they're going to execute.
Got, you know, they've got a heist, basically heist film planned where it's like, all right, here's our, this is our ladder guy. And his name slides in from the side.
Yep.
And I could do anything with a ladder. Whatever kind of ladder you need, I'm your ladder guy.
Yep. There'll be a little tiny Chinese guy in a box. They'll have, you know, this whole plan, this whole heist planned out. And who was the bad guy in the first movie? Became the good guy in the third movie. What's his name?
Oh, Andy Garcia.
Andy Garcia.
His name is Benedict.
Yeah.
Benedict, I think.
Yeah. Whoever that is in charge of the dome will just be clueless about this happening.
Right, exactly. It'll be the former Ferris wheel guy that was going to put up a Ferris wheel on the south end of the strip before the high roller came up.
Yeah,
and he's like, now I'm on your side. Let's take down this dome.
Yeah, he wants revenge. He's sick of it.
That's right.
He has to live at Circus Circus or something. Well, this movie writes itself. Let's get this going.
It does. I know. Let's make this thing happen. Yeah.
Call it Ocean's 15, the Dome, or something.
Yep.
Call, well, who's the director? Call him. Get him
Call
over
him.
Here. Call that guy. Anyway, all right, there you go, everybody. Let's get into some news and find out what's happening in the world right here, right now. Hey, Brian, it's the news, and it's brought to us by who?
Brought to you by Coverville today at noon at twitch.tv or twitch.tv. You know where to find it. Coverville at noon today. We've got a little tribute to Melanie Safka, singer known just by the name Melanie. Brand new key. Look what they've done to my song. Stuff like that. Tribute to her. And then we're also going to have a couple sets celebrating the birthday of Nora Jones. She turns 45 next month. Getting to her a little bit early. And this week I learned that one of her biggest songs was in fact a cover. I love it when I discover that and I'm not just telling other people that for the first time.
Wow, very nice.
Song that introduced a lot of us to Nora Jones, daughter of Ravi Shankar, for the first song that a lot of us heard for the first time when we heard her was Don't Know Why.
Yeah.
Don't know why I didn't come. Anyway.
Yeah.
A cover. Somebody else did it, and
wow!
And the original version is not very good, so I'm not going to play it. But I'm going to play another cover of that song.
Interesting. I love that song. I didn't know it was a cover.
I do too. She's got such a great voice. Yeah,
she's.
She owned that song.
So. Oh yeah, she's got a singular voice. You might say
that whole album, man. Oh, so good.
I know.
Anyway, that's 12 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time at twitch.tv/. Coverville, and I will be playing a new Supergiant Hitmonkey deck on Marvel Snap that I'm having some fun with.
Supergiant Hitmonkey.
Those are two separate characters, Supergiant and Hitmonkey.
Huh. Oh, I know Hitmonkey. We've seen there was an animated thing.
Yeah, the animated, exactly, yeah.
I wonder
if we're getting another season with that, with Sudeikis.
And I know you said you liked this because you saw it at the thing with Disney 23 or whatever
Dino
it was.
Dino Girl, yep.
That was awesome, that show.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just happened to just catch it because Van was like, this is cool, let's watch this. And I'm like, all right, let's watch it. You're four. Let's see how this goes. And it was so good.
Marvel's starting to get a little bit of fun animation going.
I agree.
See if they can keep it happening. But
Where they still kind of suck is the more
Moon Girl.
Adult stuff.
Moon Girl. What's that?
The where they kind of suck still is like the serious yes. level of animation.
Yes, exactly. The Avengers animation stuff. And
if they can get that right, I'd be all in, dude. That'd be
Listen,
great.
You know what? We've all got high hopes. I think March, they're saying X-Men 97 comes to Disney.
Yeah.
Disney Plus. So.
I am looking forward to that.
Me too.
Yes. We got a quick text that came in before I read this first news story. Question for Ibit. Are you tempted to make humming noises now to drive Scott nuts? You know, I need artificial line noise from Brian. He would never do that.
Right. Just like go.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that would suck so bad. You can fake it pretty good, I think.
Yeah, that's really, really funny. No, I'm not. The last thing I'd want to do is irritate my co-host because all he has to do is start eating an egg or a banana on the show and turn about his fair play. So
that's right. I have some toast I didn't finish over here. I'm really making things bad.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, exactly. I can make things real bad for Brian. Oh, an international text just came in. It says, okay, Irosh companies to pronounce a few easy ones to start. I don't know why it says Irosh.
Irosh companies, okay.
Sligo, Mayo, and Galway. Those are easy.
Galway.
Harder. Armga. Tyrone and Offaly. I don't know if those are right. Bit harder. Leitrim. Donegal. Donegal. Whatever.
Donegal.
Yeah. And Laos or Laos. Laos. Says, you do pronounce vowels wrong 90% of the time. Says, this is probably Claire, if I had to guess.
Oh, of course it is. Yes, of course it is.
I don't know who the hell that is. All right, let's get to this news story. Wagyu beef, you know, the good beef. That's what you want.
Yeah,
people Wagyu. Wagyu. I've never.
I say Wagyu, but I don't know that that's another one that, that, you know, I just pronounce that one like it looks.
W-A-G-Y-U. Wagyu. Wagyu.
Yeah.
There used to, what was the other one you before Wagyu took off? There was another kind of
Kobe beef.
I had that in Hong Kong. It was insane. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So good.
We had some in Japan at a teppanyaki restaurant. It was fan freaking tastic.
Well, this beef has been added to the Washburn Rural High School cafeteria menu.
Really?
Lucky kids.
Oh goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. This semester, Wagyu beef. Is an option for students at Washburn Rural High School. For many, this beef is preferred because of its high degree of marbling, which gives it a richer texture and flavor. The meat comes from partially from Japanese beef cattle, which is extremely rare in America. USD 437 is working with the Booth Creek Wagyu out of Manhattan, who is pleased to get students the nutrition they need for each school day. Quote, the owner of the company values doing business with schools, and he wants to give back to the community. And we're getting such a good price, food service provider Stan Vallis said. Quote, it's extremely affordable and it's a high quality product.
Yes, and our lunch ladies will definitely cook them to shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. They will definitely give them the care and attention that this beef deserves before they shovel it out to the kids.
I'd worry Gladys would just boil it or something, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah, exactly. I mean, that's, you know, that's I'm certainly not going to besmirch lunch ladies, lunch counters, cafeteria workers, stuff like that. But the whole goal of that is to get a ton of food out as quickly as possible.
Right.
And not do each meal, you know, giving it the care and attention that a Wagyu beef would deserve.
Sure. So, I have a feeling it will not be the final presentation will not nearly live up to the hype.
No, exactly. Yeah.
There is so this is in Northeast Kansas. I wonder if this affects the high school age kids of Steven Schleicher. I don't know if he's listening right now.
Oh, I'd be curious. Yeah, I don't know. That would be interesting, right? If they're getting this Wagyu beef, yeah.
Yeah, and hilarious. get some first person experience there. See how it is.
Right.
I'd be down.
Funny. Yeah.
In other news, Tesla owners are told not to wear Apple virtual reality headsets while driving their Teslas. There were some videos of this is the problem.
I saw some great videos this week of people, you know, walking, crossing the street, sitting in a cafe, you know, doing the whole like.
Yeah. You're pinching around while they're driving.
I mean, I've watched a couple of reviews. One of the guys is saying the pass through is excellent. Like he was able to play a game of ping pong with another person while wearing the headset because the pass through is so good.
Yeah, by all accounts, the pass through is like legitimately like the best there is, and the way that tech is working is really nice. So I could see why people, if they had a car with an auto drive option, why they'd want to at least fiddle around a little bit. It is illegal to do it, and also Apple is very, very, very prominently in their product says do not drive with this any car. Yeah. Doesn't matter what car. So it came down to U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Never forget. Posted on X, formerly Twitter. How long are we going to be doing that?
Internet? Oh no! Did they really? Oh jeez!
Why do they keep doing that? To say that all current vehicles require the driver to be engaged, quote, at all times. However, one driver admitted his video was a prank. Tesla and Apple have been contacted for comment. They don't really need to, though, because, again, both companies, Tesla and Apple, have all sorts of information that says do not wear headsets, VR headsets, AR headsets, headsets of any kind while driving this car. Apple's like, don't wear this while you're driving. It's not like they have to respond. This isn't their fault. Right, people are idiots.
Yes.
Right. Videos online show people.
McDonald's needs to say, please don't consume a Big Mac while driving a vehicle. And L'Oreal needs to say, please do not apply mascara while driving a vehicle.
Yeah.
You know?
Or phones say, you know, have the iPhone say, reminder, don't text while you're driving. No, they
kind of does, actually. Like when you first get it, it says, turn off this function that monitors and shuts off when you're in the car.
That's right. The only thing I hate about that is if I'm in the passenger side and I want to take a picture of something, it thinks I'm driving, and if I'm not, it's very hard to be quick enough to like close that, tell it no, get into the thing. Okay, now I can get to the camera. Now I take the picture, and by then the thing's gone that I want to take a picture of. It's the only thing I hate about it. I understand it. I'm glad it exists.
It's turn that off. Turn that function off. I don't have that going on my phone. I don't know what I think there's like a setting or something.
Oh, I didn't know you could. I thought that was a
built-in
deal. Okay, I have to look at that.
No, the only time I ever got yelled at was Pokemon saying, "You're moving awfully fast. Are you a passenger? Press this button that says yes, I'm a passenger." Mm. And
well, also the story illustrates that sometimes people do this stuff for the likes and the views, and they don't actually mean it. Right. They're not actually driving like this. And so what ends up happening is the top level of transportation secretary government has to respond to it just because someone pranked you. I hate that about the modern day. Mm-hmm. I hate it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I know it's always kind of been like this. Like, one freak out about Tylenol changed the whole industry. One freak out about razor blades in your candy bar on Halloween changed the entire candy industry. Like, I know that this isn't new, but it's just so easy now to pull that lever and have everybody domino up to the top. It's just annoying.
Turn it into a national crisis.
It's annoying. I'll tell you what.
It is.
Video posted online, people showing drivers seats of cars which have autonomous mode while wearing the Apple headset over their eyes. One was reposted by Buttigieg, who wrote, "Reminder, all advanced driver assisting systems available today require the human driver to be in control and fully engaged in the driving a task at all times." So it's a good point. Good reminder.
It is a good point. Yeah. I mean, you just shouldn't, regardless, even if you have a Vision Pro on your face or you're applying mascara, you're eating a Big Mac. I mean, those things, the Teslas with the driver assistance still requires you to touch the wheel or have your hands on the wheel in case something goes wrong.
Of all of those things, the only thing I've done while driving is I've eaten a burger before while I drove. I have done.
Oh, really?
That.
Yeah. You've never applied mascara?
No.
While you're driving?
No. Yeah. No, never did that. Never put on a headset. I never text while I drive, ever.
No. Well, I use the voice to text as you've heard. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, ha ha, period.
Send. Yeah.
Yeah, some of that I'll do, but for the most part, I'm pretty boring when I drive. I don't do anything crazy. We got a story here about Costco.
Oh, good. Okay. Yep.
This is where all the people go get your bulk cheese and your whatnot.
Yes, your products made by Kirkland that run the gamut from jeans to cheese.
Yeah. If you want a big thing of nacho cheese, they got you. If you want some toilet paper on the other end of that nacho cheese, they got you there too.
Yep.
Woman returns Costco couch after 2 years, and she is testing the very limits of the return policy. Her quote is, "I just didn't like it anymore," unquote. I don't know how to feel about these people. Part of me is like
No, you're definitely taking advantage of the system. It's not like a trade up every couple of years like the next program at AT&T. This is, 6 months max, and that's even feels pretty dang generous. Like you buy a couch, it shouldn't just be like a blanket thing across the board of you've got X amount of time to return any product you buy at Costco or Target bad with this stuff as well.
They've tightened that up with TVs and stuff, right? Like I think
they have, yeah, exactly.
It's like 90 days or something like that.
Yeah, which is long enough that enough time that you can go get one now for the Super Bowl, put it up. Then after everybody's gone, after everybody leaves, and you clean up all the remnants and the chicken bones and all that sort of thing, you go back to Target, you take that thing back and say, just don't like it anymore.
It's not really my thing. This, of course, happened in a viral TikTok video. She says, "We just don't like the color anymore," says this lady named Jackie. The video had been
It for the lulls, doing it for the likes.
That's right. 3 million times this thing has been seen since it was posted late January. She explained that she did not have the original receipt, but recalled the date on which it had been originally purchased. That allowed Costco retail clerks to process the transaction and issue a full refund, and they did. I told her the date I bought it. She looked it up on the computer, told me exactly which one it was. That was it. She asked me if there was anything wrong with it. I said I just didn't like it, adding they gave us a full refund to his card. So, yeah, it worked, says this person. Pleased with her experience, she has encouraged her followers to purchase their furniture from members-only store, that to say Costco. Quote, buy your furniture from Costco, girl. They can return it, and then you don't, when you don't like it no more, she says. I hate this.
It's almost what she said.
There's a few different words in there that I
Yeah, you said they can return it. No, you can return it when you don't like it anymore.
That's right. I don't know. I would never do this. I couldn't do this.
Yeah, no. It's.
I just wouldn't feel good about it.
No, just feel exactly. I've worked retail, and this is a. Who do you think has to pay for that? Costco does.
Yeah.
They need to, but it's their fault. They need to tighten up their return policy.
I agree. Apply that TV. You made a TV and computer change to like 90 days. Apply that to everything.
Apply it to everything. Exactly.
90 days is enough to know whether you're going to like anything you buy there.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Exactly. And it's still very generous. Most places are not going to do that. What is Amazon gives you, what, 30 days or something?
Something like that. Yeah.
And that's pretty generous.
That's pretty generous. And boy, Amazon returns could not be more convenient and easy, right? I bought some heat set inserts because my outdoor bird feeder, I wanted to add a bigger perch and then some like little side rails to it so birds can hop on the sure. side or on the perch. Bigger birds can eat out of the bird feeder.
Right.
And so I got some heat set inserts that you basically heat up with a soldering iron and push into the plastic, and then you can kind of screw things together as opposed to having to use glue or something like that.
Oh.
And these heat set inserts were basically pushing, they're built in a crappy way, and pushing the plastic, the filament, into the rails of the screw, like basically into the threads. So I couldn't actually screw anything once it hardened. So I said, hey, need to return these. They say, awesome. What do you have near you? Do you have a Kohl's? Do you have a Petco? Do you have a UPS store? And you just basically have to walk it in there. Don't even, you just basically take a QR code and the object. Doesn't even have to be in the Amazon box. You don't have to tape anything back up. You just hand them the container of heat set inserts and show them the QR code, and you walk out of there with a 10% off coupon for Kohl's.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And do they, I know they partner with Kohl's, but do they own Petco, or is that the same kind of thing, this partnership with them?
Same kind of thing, partner with them, where okay. they're just basically a stand in the back of the Petco where you take your stuff.
We usually, so you can also do a UPS store. The problem there is it gets weird with boxes and stuff at the UPS store.
It's kind of, see at the UPS store here, again, same situation. You don't need the original, just the box that the thing came in, but not the Amazon box.
Yeah, you're supposed to, but ours is weird. Yeah. I don't know why.
Oh, do they ask you to box it back up and pad it and stuff like that?
It depends on when you go in and who's there. It's like, it's just a funky exchange.
Oh, God, yeah.
So we take them to food, Whole Foods now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the easiest way.
They give you a choice of which place is most convenient. Oh, like I have some shopping to do. I'll just take it there. Like that makes it the easiest damn online thing to deal with for sure.
What do you buy at Kohl's when you get that extra cash? Do you like
socks?
Socks.
I'm wearing them right now. Yeah. Bought new pairs of socks because the previous socks I had, the 8-pack of around the house socks all seemed to get holes at the same time. Like they all had, they all deteriorated, you know, a year, 18 months or whatever, but all at the same time.
That's what I get out of those Kirkland brand socks. They all get holes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, we're going to spend some time with my sister for Therapy Thursday and get her professional take on a really strange text that we received.
Yeah.
That's coming up after this, but first, music. What do you have?
Music, yes, this is Mark Daly. He's actually going out on tour right now to support the band Mr. Big. You remember Mr. Big? Mm. This guy's Irish, but we won't hold that against him. His name is Mark Daly, and this is some rocking right here. He's got a brand new album coming out called Devil's Arms. This is the first single called I Wanna Be More. Here is Mark Daly.
in my heart. Be free, rip out disease, find out where my soul's been hiding. Who will I be? Cause I wanna see the world in all its glory. I wanna be more. I wanna be more. All my life I'm looking for a miracle to bring this heart to life. Oh, I try to be more, be the cure.
Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're a real down-home good old boy, aren't you?
I want to go get something to eat before I'm 30.
And we've returned. Who is that one more time?
Sure. From his upcoming album, Devil's Arms, that is Mark Daly and a song called I Wanna Be More.
The Devil's Arms. I like that name. That's great.
That's right.
All right. Wendy at the ready, I believe. We'll get her
Yay.
In here. See what,
so excited that we're going to get to see her in Vegas in April again.
Yep. She'll be in Vegas. She'll be there with my other sister, Misha. They're going to make a little sister trip out of it. It'll be great. Very excited.
Maybe this time I'll participate in the little morning out on the patio at the pool deck, you know, whatever the awareness wellness check or whatever it was.
Oh,
I don't know what it was.
Check. Yeah,
welfare check is what we call it.
Last time we sacrificed the weakest among us. That was fun. We did that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Totally participate great. In that.
Killed them slowly with a knife.
I'll explain the situation to Wendy. Don't worry.
Hey, look who it is. It's my sister, Wendy, who joins us here on Therapy Thursday like she does most Thursdays. Wendy, welcome back to the program.
to the program. I'm here.
How you doing?
Hi, hey guys.
Hey.
Good.
Hey. Hello.
Doing
good.
Well.
Did you see that video I sent you with the weird experiment? That kid looked like Peter in about 4 years or something. Isn't that weird?
I'm kind of. I didn't quite see it. Oh. But isn't that weird how we always can't see things that others can see?
Yeah. Sure. I don't know if it was just the... I mean, I was trying not to have the hair be the prominent feature there, but it was hard not to. So.
No, I can see a little bit in his face.
It's also fascinating. Just for context, so people know, it's that weird experiment where you put a divider between one of your arms is out of your view, but a fake arm is in its place in front of you, and then you have your regular arm over here, and then the person doing the experiment tickles or touches or stimulates your hand at the same time it does your fake hand and your real hand that's out of view, and it quickly your brain starts to go, well, that's the hand that they're doing. So at some point, they'll freak out and just take a hammer out and slam it on the fake hand. And some people feel like a real sharp sense of phantom pain.
Oh, my, I'm sure they do. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's really interesting. Anyway, that's what that was about.
It actually kind of relates to our email.
Yeah, it does a little bit.
Yeah, actually does.
Weirdly enough. Speaking of which, let's get right to it. So this came via the text line, which you are all encouraged to use if you'd prefer that as a way to get a hold of us, 801-471-0462, or you can email us. themorningstream@gmail.com. And here's what this one said. When I sent this to Wendy, I was like, is this even a thing we can address? It seems kind of interesting to me, and I just didn't know. And Wendy says, perfect, let's do it. So I'm kind of excited for how you're going to even talk
about
this.
Honestly, have I ever said no to any of them?
No. Sometimes you'll go, well, I have this other one that might be better, you know, like that. Oh, okay. But other than that, you're right. You usually don't.
I would love someone to get me to say no. I think that'd be a good challenge.
Yeah. With Wendy, she'll always say yes unless it's, can you draw this for me? And then you'll say no. You won't do that. Anyway.
There are things I'll say no to. But in terms of this, it's like, oh, anything. Let's tackle it. But anyway, I was just wondering, like, if I said no, I don't think I ever have.
Well, here's what it says. It says, hi, Wendy's and the boys, of course. I guess that's us, Brian. We're the boys.
That's us. We're the boys, of course.
Wendy and the boys. I love that band. Here we go. It says, I have this weird problem lately, and it kind of just started about a month ago. Frequently, when I look at myself in the mirror, or even catch myself reflected in a window, I don't recognize myself right away. It sometimes takes 10 to 12 seconds to figure out that it's me. To say it's weird is an understatement. Thought maybe Wendy would have some ideas or what I should do. That's the length of this thing. We don't have a name. We don't have any other background. Other than that, they seem very willing to ask the question and not sheepish about it. So, you know, sounds like they want an answer. So I don't even know, what angle do you even take for this? Like, what do you even say?
Well, some questions, of course, which would be, have you recently lost or gained weight? Have you had a aging spurt? Because sometimes that happens, like suddenly you just look more tired or different.
Did you and Nicolas Cage recently change faces?
Right. Yeah. Did you get a whole new wardrobe? What happened a month ago?
Yeah.
That's probably the most important thing.
This isn't like a multiple personality or dissociative identity disorder kind of thing. No.
Mm-mm. Okay. No. You can have.
Still are feeling like you're the same person. You're just seeing somebody else in the reflection. Yeah.
Just
or not
takes a minute.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Well, and 10 to 12 seconds. That's long.
It is a long time. Yeah.
Like stare in a mirror now. And my other question would be: is this like in your bathroom mirror?
Or
is this like you catch a glimpse, like obviously the glimpse in the window that happens for a second where you're like, well, who's that? But 10 seconds is a long time to not know who that is. So
that's the part struck me. It's like one thing to just see a glance and go, oh, it's kind of dark in here. Oh, for a second, I was like, who is that in the mirror? I've done that. Everybody's done that. But like 12 seconds of sort of looking at yourself.
If you don't have a lot of mirrors in your house, right? Like you don't have you don't see yourself in the bathroom mirror every morning or you don't see yourself as often. Could this happen? Like where it's like, oh, wow, that's what I look like. Crazy. Okay. I mean, it's still 10 to 12 seconds is a long time.
It's still long.
Long time.
And maybe the estimate of the 10 seconds is not quite right either. Right.
Like, right.
Maybe could be much shorter than that.
They could be exaggerating, But sure, even 5 seconds seems like a long time. Like
it seems a long time. So they spelled recognize with an S. So is this a British friend?
Oh, maybe British. Yeah, did they do that with that word?
Yeah, good point.
And maybe the mirrors there are different or something. I don't know.
They'll operate on the metric system.
Metric mirrors.
Yeah. And so really, I'd be the most interested in what is happening, what happened a month ago. And so a couple quick things you would rule out. Was there some kind of head trauma? Mm-hmm. Right. So you're always, especially like if this is an adult, never had this problem before, suddenly has this problem and not a young adult. Okay. So kind of, I'm making up things because they didn't give me information. But if it was someone just like in midlife and suddenly they are having this experience, I would want to know, have they changed any medications? Has there been any trauma to the head? Has there any been really big changes in their life, like a job loss or a divorce or a house fire? You know, any kind of trauma that might just kind of be messing with their neurological pathways, right? So first rule out the biological stuff and then any sort of psychological stuff that maybe has happened. And then if all of that's just fine, I would literally have this person look in a mirror and demonstrate it for me to see.
Yeah. I'd be curious to know what they, if they don't think that's them, if they don't think they look like that, or they don't think that the person they're seeing in the mirror is them, you almost like have them describe who they're seeing in the mirror and see if it matches up with how we see them.
Or I wonder if they have trouble. It'd be good to interesting to ask them if they have trouble seeing other people in their life for who they are, or if they ever have a moment of like, this is my mom and I'm pretty sure it's her, but she looks different to me today. Like those, that seems like all of that could lead to, I don't know if it's Alzheimer's, but you know, there's conditions, neurological stuff where people could be face blind. I've heard of that before.
And I have actually don't know this. Maybe you guys do. If you have face blindness, is your own face confusing to you?
I don't know. No idea. Yeah. I've always wondered about face blindness, but I've never thought about how you look to yourself.
Like you know? At your own face. Yeah. And you know, with aging or with injury or with illness, you can just like kind of have a like, who's that? And, you know, or you feel a certain way in your body and, you know, you're experiencing it from an outside view, you see a picture of yourself, that kind of thing. Yeah. So that's all within the range of sort of normal and not biologically driven or whatever. People can have that experience. But if let's just take the 10 to 12 seconds at its face and then, you know, something's probably going on here, right? Mm-hmm. The other weird thing I would rule out, and I know this sounds like dramatic, but, you know, if we got any brain things going on that are like a pressure from a tumor, or can do wild things. I mean, Scott, our mom had a benign tumor on the prefrontal cortex and she was fully seeing very weird things.
Yeah, that was, was very odd. She'd have hallucinations.
And she loved it. She used to say, I could sit here for an hour and stare at a clock and just be like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like drugs. It was almost like drugs with her. It was almost like
hallucinogenics. It was, and it was pleasant for her in a weird, in a way you kind of don't assume that's going to be happening, but it was trippy. And that was just pressure from a tumor on a particular set of neurons. And so that is sometimes a thing, right? So I'm not positive what that would look like other than, you know, you want to rule out all of those different things. But let's just talk about I don't know if it's this, but might be interesting for people to hear about. But just we've maybe talked about on the show before, dissociation or depersonalization or derealization, if you've heard of any of those terms. And there are differences between those things. So, you know, dissociating is, we have a couple different versions of that, like officially. There's like a dissociative amnesia, a fugue state, identity disorder can be dissociating, and then depersonalization. So depersonalization is you really just feel detached from yourself and your own identity. And so that's just, you no longer feel like you are in you or you are you. So that would be the one psychological question I'd have here. So you sort of catch yourself in the mirror. You don't look like yourself. You're staring at yourself for a while until it clicks that it's you. Is that getting worse? That would be another question I would want to know. How often is this happening and is it getting worse? And does it feel like you are not yourself in any way? Or is it more like running into someone and it eventually it dawns on you who they are? You know, kind of what does that feel like? Anyway, but depersonalization, it's not super common. People can definitely have it. And when you ask yourself or when you ask someone sort of like what it's like or what's caused it. Often there can be something traumatic that has led to it. Often when you can't control your experiences, or, you know, we've talked a little bit about when trauma occurs and you kind of separate, the brain will do this thing where it kind of, in order to protect you, it leaves its regular surroundings, mm-hmm. and kind of goes outside your body sometimes. And there's a lot of versions of this. And it's, you know, it can come from violence or trauma or any of those kinds of things. Our brains will do some things to protect us that way. So that would be another set of questions.
Here, there's an actual word for this thing. Let me play what the internet says it's pronounced as.
Okay.
Prosopagnosia.
Prosopagnosia. Ooh.
Tell me about it. I didn't look it up.
So it says people, let's see, people tend to compensate for this by relying on others. Let's see, where's the actual definition? Here we go. It is also known as face blindness, cognitive disorder, or face perception, or misperception, which is the ability to recognize familiar faces, including one's own face, and when that's impaired, while other aspects of visual processing seem intact. I'm skipping ahead past that part in parentheses. The term originally referred to a condition following acute brain damage. So, you know, the trauma part, I think we're dead on there. And it says there's three kinds. There's apperceptive, which is cases acquired with someone in the earliest processes of their lives. So as babies, they develop it. Associative, which is typically being used to describe cases acquired with spared perceptual processes but impaired links between early face perception and the semantic information humans hold about each other's memories. And then finally, developmental, which sounds like the first one, but some people may not see it till later in their lives. So that's interesting.
So this, as an adult, this is going to be a really rare...
It sounds rare. It even says here, it says it's very, very rare, affects very few people. But when it does, must freaking suck. But the idea of it just happening out of nowhere.
Yeah, it doesn't make... I don't think that's what this is.
No.
But it's possible. I mean, you can, you know, have someone check it out and find that out. But, it, I mean, the other question would be, does this happen with anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
Are you... Because I don't...
Taking a second to recognize other people in your life, especially... Yeah. People who are close to you,
Sure.
Or doesn't, and here's the other thing that's kind of popped in my head as you were saying that, is just like, does it take you a second to recognize anyone else or yourself, but you can recognize them, is not face blindness, but it is, I'm thinking in terms of just like attention or, so for example, think of if I interrupted you in the middle of something and your mind was completely somewhere else and it just took you a while to orient to the moment, right? Mm-hmm. It's like an extended version of that is possible too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because if you're not doing this with any other faces, it's just your own, then, you know, we got something else going on there.
Right. Too. But if everybody else is taking a second for you to recognize them, that's interesting.
So would mental trauma lead to this sort of thing where, because you've talked on the show about disassociation before, which can be have all sorts of sources and stuff. Is it possible that, I mean, again, we don't know with this person, but if somebody has a really traumatic experience, emotional experience, that trauma can translate into disassociation? I just didn't think it could go that far as to be a kind of a physical disassociation, or, you know, like disassociation for me. Like, I experienced a little bit of that when I was pulled off those meds years ago. And I remember this just horrible, weird feeling of like not quite knowing who I was or where I was or what was real around me. Like not like hallucinogenic, but like all the feelings were wrong of what existence was. Like I knew if I saw myself in the mirror or, you know, grabbed my own hand or whatever, I knew that what those things were, but it all felt wrong.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's the same as this. This sounds like full on like, who the hell is that? And 10 seconds later going, oh, it's me. Like that doesn't feel like it's the same.
Yeah. Well, I think what you've got, you would have been in the category. There's about, I think it's less than 20% of people will have this experience in adulthood after the age of 20.
Right.
Probably because they have more resources and brain development in place, but it doesn't mean they won't. Right. So obviously violence or traumatic events can create this. And in your case, you had sort of a chemical version occur. I don't know. I just want more information on what is going on for this person to before I would call it any of these things, because none of them fit. And so it's strange. But I would talk to your doctor. Let's start with that. I would just this by a medical professional, because it may be a side effect of some medication. It might be, and the fact that it's just started a month ago, there's, you know, you want to pay attention to anything that is sort of strange that just starts. Sometimes you'll find people, they're like, oh, I've done this since I was a kid. And you're like, okay. We got a long pattern of this. Like there's a connection to whatever, right? But anything that just starts suddenly in a, especially in adulthood, that is a psychologically weird thing like this, this feels sort of benign. Like, oh, well, you just stare harder at the mirror for longer and then you'll know who you are. Right.
Yeah.
And most people are not going to be like, oh, red flag, go get help right now. But you know, maybe in your next meeting with your physician, mention it and say, this is weird. Does this ever happen? And, you know, offer any other symptoms that might be occurring. Because if you take mom's brain tumor, anybody having some anomaly in their brain, how do you usually know? Well, there's usually some sort of mental processing that shows itself, balance, something, you know, if suddenly you're nauseous all the time. Well, we got to look at all the things. Usually a scan. Yeah, is what
it might be. And there might be a couple of smaller symptoms that this person's ignoring or is it even registering that there are other symptoms of something like this going on? Like,
right.
But they see this one as kind of the one that takes front and center.
Right.
There's like a,
I would ask also what else is new, if anything.
Yeah.
And kind of really think about it, because most of us just incorporate, and I got a weird bump there. Okay. I guess I'll live with that.
Yeah.
You just adjust to it and incorporate it in what you no longer pay attention to. So this is often why people can go a long time before certain things get checked out. The other question I would ask, I forgot what he said here, or they said, about having, it's weird is an understatement. Yeah, just their experience of it. Are they scared?
Yeah.
Is it... Yeah, that's definitely weird.
Because that's the thing. Like with mom's tumor, I would have thought she would have been scared. And instead, she was not. In fact, she kind of liked it. She was chilling.
She was like, stare at a wall.
Mm-hmm. So maybe he or she's not having that. They're just feeling like, oh, that's weird. I wonder why that is. I guess I'll ask the question of the show I listen to. You know, like maybe it's just real chill. And they're not really being affected that way. I feel like if I did this, I would lose it. But I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't. Maybe I'd see this person in the mirror. Like, I'm trying to imagine that. Imagine looking at yourself. Yeah, it feels
like a TV series.
Yeah.
This is how it starts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a black, no pun intended, it's like a Black Mirror episode where you really don't know. Something has changed you, or you have changed yourself, or you somehow part of you knows you're looking at yourself, but you don't know that. That's wild. That's wild.
Yeah.
Like, and our brains are such, we forget how like tender this pink little blob is. Mm-hmm. Like if you just mush it in the wrong way.
Susceptible to damage it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You mush it in the wrong direction and suddenly you got like, you know, this weird dichotomy of I am who I am, but I'm not seeing myself in this reflective surface. That just must be mind boggling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Can't even imagine.
And one thing like let's give them a real protocol here. So, go find yourself a mirror.
Okay. I was going to say, doctor. Doctor. Okay. Yes. Find yourself a mirror.
Find a mirror.
Let's do this. Let's just go to the doctor with a little data. If this is England and they might need to come with some data. Not that that's not true in America. It's true in America. But this idea of like, all right, get a mirror. Set a timer on your phone as you are approaching that mirror. And then just pay attention to the sensation. What happens? And then when you like, you're not recognizing your face.
Yeah.
And does it even happen if you're doing it on purpose? Does this require an accidental glance in a mirror? And then time it, and maybe it's 1 second or 2 second, and it feels like 10 because it's freaky.
Yeah.
Because time does weird things when you know. Yeah. And then kind of what does it feel like? And then does this always happen? Just pay attention for a whole day. How often do you look in a mirror and, you know, have this happen? And then look at all your medications, anything you're taking, any supplements you're taking, anything new you've added in the last month, kind of take stock of all of those things. And then if it doesn't make sense to you or give you some clear idea of what to do next, run it by a doctor with all that data and see if that can be helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like the thing to do. And there's no real reason to not. I mean, how do I put this? That's basic. You're giving them homework, and that homework makes sense to me. But
it saves going to the doctor and having them say, "Okay, go home and try these things," and then come back after you've made another 2 month appointment. Yeah,
good point. Good point. Because you know what? Good people in that field, they're kind of, you got to take the date you get. It's hard.
Yeah, they're tired. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so finding out like what is this experience actually? And then my other final question would be: who else have you talked to about this? Mm-hmm. And if it's no one, is that because you're embarrassed to say it? Is it feel odd or you don't want people to think you're crazy? Like what's going on with that? And then if you do mention it to someone, you know, like kind of the support social aspect of things, right? Often you'll be like, oh, someone will go, oh, I have that too. You're like, oh, you do? or it's nope. The feedback back that's not okay. You should probably get some help can be helpful within your support system.
What if it's a two-way mirror and there's just a dude living in there, you know?
Oh my gosh. It is a Black Mirror episode.
You're getting punked or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He's been very good so far at moving with your movements, but now you're questioning who that actually is. And this is a good, it's good progress you're making.
An old Warlock Pinchers crank call that I remember from high school where a guy calls a mirror shop and this whole call is recorded.
Yeah.
A guy calls a mirror shop and says, yeah, I'm looking in the mirror and this person is not me. Wait a minute. Describe yourself. And gets the guy on the phone, the salesman at whatever furniture place this is where he quote unquote bought the mirror, to describe himself. Hold on, I think it's you. I think I'm seeing you in the mirror.
Did the guy start questioning his reality on the other end of the phone?
No, the guy is like, okay, you take care of yourself, bud. Something like that. Like it gets him off the phone as quickly as possible.
I love it. That's great. Let us know.
We should do a whole episode where everyone sends in how they're feeling. The real life things that make them think they're being punked.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Because a friend of mine told me this the other day. This is so wild. She's a labor and delivery nurse. And when someone comes in to give birth, they give them Tylenol right at the beginning.
Really?
Because it helps recovery with early pain management, just inflammation. That's like, it's just, they found it to be really helpful.
I didn't know that.
Person comes in and she, on her chart, in her record, good for her to be honest, but said she had used meth at least once during this pregnancy.
Whoa.
My friend says, okay, so we start out with a Tylenol. The Tylenol does these things. And she goes, you know what? I read that Tylenol could give a kid autism. So I refuse to take the Tylenol. Yeah, and she's like, looking for cameras. Like, is this real?
Yeah, are you fucking me here? How do you know?
So meth. Yeah. And not a Tylenol? Okay.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Trust the meth. Woo! Avoid the Tylenol.
Yeah. So let's do a punk show. I don't know why this reminds me of like, just this freaky moment of how real life can be freaky, right? Mm-hmm. And scary. So just know we're in your corner. We can figure this out. And it may fade. The other thing sometimes with stuff like this, it just stops.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. Like it could be, I don't know, a high pressure thing and the headache started it, or, you know, it could be a totally temporary deal. If it's been going on for a month though, I'd worry, but.
That's true. So take your data to your doctor, I think is a good plan.
I think that's a great idea. And let us know back. Cause I'm bizarrely curious about this. Yeah. I just kind of want to know where this ends up. Cause I've never really heard of it before. I'd heard of face blindness, but I didn't know you could do it to yourself. A and B have it last 10, 12 seconds not knowing it's you.
Yeah.
That's just really weird. This is the other thing I would ask them. Are there any other aspects that aren't visual in your life where you question who you are? Like, are you just laying in bed going, this doesn't feel like my body, or this arm isn't my arm?
You're having depersonalization. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That stuff's just totally wild.
And are you from England? Am I right?
Yeah. Is that S? The use of S, does that prove that you're from England? Okay.
That's right. Exactly.
And then so all of this will be a lot less expensive for you. Congratulations.
Right, so exactly. Enjoy that.
Yes. Yeah. Enjoy that while you can. That's good stuff. Well, Wendy, this is great. As usual, we'll do more of this in upcoming episodes. If you guys have any questions for Wendy, keep those coming. We love to respond to those. And again, we'd love to hear back from this person.
And I have something to share. I have a favor to ask the community if you guys are up for.
Yeah, of course.
The irony of me telling you to buy cookies is, let's see, I got to find it. So my friend, Scott, you remember Katie?
Yeah, I love Katie. She's the best. She was my favorite of all your friends. Nothing wrong with the rest of your friends, but she was the bomb.
I know, but she was the best. Love her to death. She is at the Super Bowl right now. Her company is doing something for the Super Bowl, and I keep joking, like, she's going to be in one of the commercials. She can't tell us anything, you know?
Yeah.
I guarantee she's not in one of the commercials. They do not put 48 mothers of two in commercials. Anyway, she's awesome. But her daughter is selling Girl Scout cookies.
Uh-huh.
And they are trying to go to this equestrian camp. It's very cute. And I thought, oh my gosh, I bought so many cookies. I can't even tell you. And they ship anywhere. Well, not England. I think it's only the United States.
They do not recognize shipping to England.
They do not. So is anyone needs some Girl Scout cookies in your life? You can't find yourself a Girl Scout. I have one for you. She has a cute website. This is Katie's daughter, who is the cutest child in the world. If you need, the lemon ones are unbelievable.
Mm.
Have you had them?
I don't think I have. Yes.
Oh, you've got to do it. Okay.
I mean, I'd try. So, sure.
I'm going to, just send you her little website.
Yeah, send me a link. And then we'll put it in the chat.
I'll send you a link. And then, please, everyone buy your Girl Scout cookies from Mia. So she can go play with horses or whatever. Anyway,
I mean, you got to buy them anyway. You may as well get them from Mia, right?
I know. Yeah. And you know, your local kid, you could probably find one. That's great too. But a lot of times I don't ever see anybody selling them. And if I don't know a kid, I'm like, where are my cookies coming from this year?
That, you know, that no soliciting sign on our door is a double-edged sword. Yeah, it keeps the guys away who want to redo our windows or paint our house, but unfortunately, it also keeps the Girl Scouts away.
There you go. Right. Exactly.
We need one of those signs that has the exception on it that says no soliciting unless you're selling Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
They do make those, yeah.
Yeah, except some guy's going to dress up like a Girl Scout and try to...
just to try and sell us windows, you think?
I don't trust it. Something about that would throw me off, but I love the idea.
Power to him. If he does that, it goes through that much effort just to try and sell us windows. If nothing else, he's going to make it on my TikTok and help me get some views.
He'll sell you windows, but he'll give you a sleeve of Oreos because he has to keep
sleeve
up
of Thin Mints. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
A sleeve of Thin Mints, which you must freeze because that's the best.
Yes.
That's the only way.
Did I ever tell you I got to have a speeding ticket because of Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies?
No.
Oh, yeah. This was awesome.
Tell me this.
I had a car full of Girl Scouts because our daughter did it. And I'm driving, and you know that I call it a speed trap, but you know, the freeway goes from like 70 to 60 without telling you suddenly, like in Orem, Scott, down there. Anyway, I am flying. This dude pulls me over and I say to the girls, because it has to be a teaching moment.
Right.
I'm like, listen, no crying, white girls. This is not, we're not doing that. What we do is we're honest and clear.
Yeah.
And don't make up stuff. So he opens the door and he's like, so why are you going so fast? I'm like, well, I'm bringing a group of Girl Scout cookies. I mean, a group of Girl Scouts home from camp.
Yeah.
And he's like, did you know that the thing changed? I'm like, I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I love Girl Scout cookies. I go, oh, what's your favorite kind? And he's like, I love the Thin Mints. I'm like, have you ever had them in the freezer? And he's like, no. I'm like, oh, dude, that's the best. And the girls were like, it's. And then he takes my license, goes away, comes back, and is like, all right, you guys have a nice day. And I was like, yes!
Yeah, you did it.
I was thinking you had to give him a box or something. No,
I know. I didn't. We didn't have him with us because that'd be weird if we took him from camp. But anyway, and I said to the girls, see, just be honest and also mention your Girl Scout status.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Why not? You know how to get to that guy's heart. And now he's been fired for,
accepting bribes.
Accepting bribes. He also learned you just stick them in the freezer. They are good. But anyway, so I sent you the link, Scott. You could use that. I just texted it to you.
Oh, you texted
also,
it.
Also, she'll deliver the cookies if you're in the LA area. They live in LA-ish area.
Cool. I thought she was in New York. Why did I think she was in New York? Katie was.
No, because you can't have kids in New York. You can, but you have to be a millionaire.
But didn't she was dancing and stuff, right? That was years ago. That was freaking 100 years ago.
She lived there a long time. Yeah. She moved away before, I don't know, before kids.
Oh, wow.
You see, her kid's my kid's age, so 12 years ago.
Oh, okay. So it's been a bit of time.
Yeah, time keeps moving somehow.
It's weird. I don't like it.
It's on slipping into the future.
I wish it would just...
It's on slipping.
Wish it would just chill out.
Okay, so please, please buy cookies from Mia and then get an extra box for someone you love and try the lemon ones.
That's right.
Excellent.
I should be in a Super Bowl commercial.
You really should.
You totally should.
You really should.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's working. I bet you that Lynx is getting hammered right now.
Now don't come to Vegas. Don't come to Vegas expecting Winnie to have your cookies with her though.
No, no.
Right?
No. You'll get them. No, they'll be long gone before then. No, I'll need to talk to her about the weight I gained from eating all those damn cookies.
Then we'll have a wellness meeting check to see how Brian's doing.
Exactly.
Perfect. And we'll sacrifice the weakest.
The problem.
Yeah. It'll be great. Wendy, have a fantastic week. Can't wait to do this again. We'll see you next time. Right.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye. All right. That was great. We got a thing that we're going to listen to, even though my conscience tells me this might be a mistake. But I got an audio file from one Claire Gack.
Always a mistake. Oh, geez. Yeah, okay.
She wants to clarify. Right. This is a clarification, of course, of
some pronunciations. Yeah.
Yep, because we got all that wrong. So let's hear what she has to say. Hopefully there's not a lot of swearing or otherwise besmirchment of one's character in here. Here you go.
Right. I need to correct you on your pronunciations. It's Sligo, Mayo, and Galway. Then Armagh, Tyrone, and Offaly. And then Leitrim, Donegal, and Laois.
Oh, Donegal.
Brian also did terribly. So, yeah, those corrected. You're welcome.
I like that she stuck you in the end. She's like, Brian did bad.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Claire. Guys.
I like, you know what? Anytime we do some Irish shit, you can send me one of these and tell us when we got it wrong. It's fine.
Not every time.
I don't mind it. It's fine. all right, there you have it.
I'm going to be sending her a list of American cities that I want her to pronounce, and she needs to record it and
get on it is what you need to do. Okay, before we get out of here, some reminders. Coverville, remind the folks when and where.
Yeah, noon Mountain Time, so coming up in about 90 minutes, an hour and a half. The music of Melanie and the music of Nora Jones, covers and covered. Boy, Nora Jones, not as many covers of Nora Jones, but boy, she put out some great covers. And she even did a whole album of Everly Brothers covers with lead singer of Green Day, Billy Joe Armstrong, called Billy and Nora. And it's called Foreverly, and it's all Everly Brothers covers with them doing harmony vocals. It's fantastic. So you'll hear something from that. That all is coming up, twitch.tv/coverville at 12 p.m. Mountain Time.
Awesome. Check that out. Also, tonight we have an episode of Core at 4 p.m. usual time, and that's Mountain Time. We have a lot to talk about. Big shakeups happening this week in the Xbox world, but also a few other little things and the games we played. Also, should have a little time with that Skull and Bones Alpha or Beta.
Oh, cool.
Open Beta, I hope, before then. If not, lots to talk about. Next Fest is happening on Steam, which means all kinds of new demos. It's going to be a fun games night, so check it out. That's 4 p.m. At frogpants.com/core if you're looking for details right here on the live channels. Play Retro tomorrow. Also, if you are a patron of the show, you can come to our couch party tomorrow. We're going to be continuing our watch through of all of Firefly.
That's right.
That'll
episode 2, or is it technically 3 since the pilot was a two-parter?
I think it's technically 2 on the list, but I think you're right about it. I mean, it's the third hour, I guess.
It'll be the third hour, yes.
Yeah.
Our third hour of Firefly. Right.
And we're doing the order in which it was intended, not the one it was aired in.
Correct, okay? Yes.
Pretty sure this is the train heist, which originally was the pilot or the one shown first. I don't know. Anyway, that's tomorrow, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Come for that here on the Discord. And what else? Play Retro tomorrow afternoon. Me and Brian Dunno, we're going to talk about what is considered to be one of the worst, if not the worst, video games ever made, Superman 64.
And
we're going to the reason we're doing it is not to like celebrate. Well, it's better than you thought, or it's fun now, or no, we're not doing that.
Nope, still sucks.
Yeah, but it's a history. It's a study as to why, first of all, Superman games are hard to pull off, where he is the protagonist. And I got all kinds of theories on that, but also what went wrong and who did it and why and just the whole mess of it. It's just fun. So we're looking forward to talking about that. Skim sometime between now and then as well, and a film sack this weekend where we'll be talking about Hollywood Homicide, the to Harrison Ford. What's his name?
Channing Tatum.
No, it's the other one.
It's the other guy. Yeah, not Channing Tatum. The other guy.
Black Hawk Down
Tate
guy.
Tate McGillicuddy.
Tate McGillicuddy Jr. Esquire. I don't remember.
Right.
What's his name? Gosh, either. Dang it.
I don't know.
He actually's doing decent work now.
Yeah.
We used to make fun of him, but he's a good actor. Anyway, that guy.
Josh Hartnett.
Josh Hartnett.
Thank you.
Thank
Josh
you.
Josh Hartnett.
That guy.
The struggle is real.
And then there'll be a new episode of the Monday Show on Monday with Carter and I. By then, it will be a podcast. Right now, it's just that stream, and I put it up in a few places. People seem to like it. We're going to keep doing that on Monday afternoons. That's a lot of stuff. So keep track of it all over at frogpants.com/podcasts. And that's going to do it for us. Oh, we sold out of the thing yesterday, the zombie pack.
The zombie?
Mm-hmm. It was a limited run. I knew we'd sell out. If anyone didn't get it, I apologize. If there's enough demand, we might do a second run, but we only order the one. So once we get those fulfilled, we'll talk. That is going to do it for us. If you're looking for any other way of contacting us here for the show, song requests, whatever it may be, frogpants.com/TMS. Speaking of songs and speaking of requests, probably got one right there all lined up.
I've got two, and they match. Like
what?
The song and the request, and they fit together like peanut butter and jelly. Corey from Brisbane. Pronounce that right. Hey, scones and butter. I wanted to make a request for the birthday of my loving girlfriend, Taya. She is turning 29 on the 8th, though we won't hear this until the 9th here. She's the love of my life, and I can't wait to spend the rest of it with her. Hoping this message will be the end of a wonderful birthday for her, I wanted to request a song from or by, yeah, I know, One Direction. She is an absolute super fan and absolutely unapologetic about it, which is one of the things I love about her. And she's also recruited me into the fandom. If you can't find anything that works, then a Disney cover would be great too. Thanks for fulfilling this request. It means a lot. Love the show though. Corey from Brisbane.
Nice.
Listen, there's nothing wrong. I've become a big Harry Styles fan in the past couple weeks because of the episode I did last week of Coverville, which was Harry Styles turning 30. And so I actually featured the song that we're about to play for you in that episode because it is, in my opinion, the best cover of a One Direction song, the best cover of the best One Direction song. The song, of course, is the one that introduced us all to the band, What Makes You Beautiful, at least here in the States. It comes from the ska band Victims of Circumstance from their 2012 album, Decades. Here is What Makes You Beautiful.
When you walk through the door, don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know you're beautiful. If only you saw what I could see, then you know I
Get more at frogpants.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.